Hello everyone, my name is Drew LeBrec, and today I'll be talking about the mechanism of mycophenolic acid cytotoxicity. I am here on behalf of Dr. Pankaj Singh of the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, Nebraska. All right. Mycophenolic acid is a well-known inhibitor of de novo synthesis of purines and blocks the enzyme inosine monophosphate dehydrogenase, or IMPDH. And this drug has also been tested both in mice and human patients and has been shown to decrease the proliferation of cancer cells. And so my project was to elucidate any possible off-target effects of this drug. So early in my literature search, I found that there was an increase in the salvage of purines with hypoxia. So I hypothesized that hypoxia could confer resistance to this drug, seeing as how it's an inhibitor of the de novo synthesis of purines. However, when I did a hook stain assay of pancreatic cancer cells treated with MPA for 3 days, either under hypoxia or normoxia, I found that the differences in oxygen concentration appeared to have little, if any, effect on the viability of these cells. Therefore, to further elucidate the mechanisms of killing of this drug and any possible off-target effects, I tested the ability of various metabolites to rescue cells from this drug. And so what I found was that guanine, guanosine, and 2-deoxyguanosine were able to rescue cells from these drugs, as I expected. However, the metabolites xanthine and hypoxanthine were not able to do so. Then we decided to test the effects of this drug on the concentrations of different metabolites in cells, using mass spectroscopy. And what we found was a marked increase in inosine, as one might expect. However, little, if any, increase in adenosine or arginosuccinic acid, as one would also expect, seeing as how these metabolites make up a different branch of the purine biosynthesis pathway, independent of IMDPH. And you also notice a drastic decrease in the concentration of deoxy-GMP, as well as GMP, again, as one would expect. Now, what was really of interest was that hypoxanthine was greatly increased in these cells, which, well, was not quite something we expected, and it suggested that either the synthesis or that is the synthesis of this metabolite was being increased, or the salvage or breakdown of this metabolite was being inhibited. And so hypoxia does not appear to confer resistance to MPA. MPA treatment doesn't appear to increase the concentration of hypoxanthine, suggesting that it's increasing its synthesis or decreasing its degradation or salvage. And however, hypoxanthine does not appear to confer resistance to this drug. Any questions?